and having Jeff, I truly believe he's got that hitting coach thing of, you know, looking for pitches and the mental side as well as the mechanical side. I think that's a big thing, you know, at the major league level, just as it is in the minor league level.
Mullen Handley, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. Let's get out to the Home Run In Hotline. Home Run In Pizza, try one on the grill at your next tailgate. And there we find the new White Sox hitting coach, Jeff Manto. Jeff, how are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
We're doing great and delighted to talk to you. You, my friend, have your work cut out for you. Is that fair enough to say?
I don't think so. We got a pretty good lineup, and it's just redirecting our thought process. I'm looking forward to it. I think if you take any job on in the major leagues, you have your work cut out for you. But I'm extremely excited to deal with a lineup like this. It's an explosive one, to say the least.
How many times have you been asked so far about Adam Dunn?
That's what I meant, by the way.
Quite a bit. But you know what? You know, it is what it is. It happened. The fortunate thing for Adam and ourselves is in the past. And I think collectively as a staff, that's how we're going to approach this. That's how I'm going to approach it, because I'm sure he was beat up pretty good all year last year. Not only from, I'm sure family and friends are calling him, telling him what to do. You know, so it's just a matter of, you know, him getting a new start, a fresh start, listening to some new ideas, and moving forward.
What was stunning about it, and Jeff, you know, obviously we got a chance to watch a lot of the games and everything, and we saw the numbers. Everybody kept saying, well, by the end of the year, it's going to turn around. And as you went through it and it didn't change, Adam Dunn would talk more and more about his thoughts on hitting, including things like he didn't go up there with a plan necessarily. His plan was to just hit a home run every time up. He didn't go up there. He didn't put in the work in the off season. He didn't try to change anything or do anything new. He just basically went hunting and tried not to think about baseball. It just seemed like a lot of the philosophy that he had was antithetical to what we keep hearing people try to preach.
Well, you know, again, I think sometimes when you get to that point, you start trying different things, and sometimes you may say the right thing or the wrong thing. And I think with Adam, he's such a stand-up guy, from what I know of him. And yet maybe he didn't walk up there with a plan. Obviously, that could be quite obvious, but yet that's not the way to go about it as well. And I think it's one of those things that just ran away on him, and he just couldn't stop it. But again, just reiterating, it's a new start. It's a fresh start for him, and we'll see what happens.
As Mully said, you know, once the numbers went really south and were going that way the entire season, people start picking apart the fact that he didn't work in the offseason. But not only with Adam, Alex Rios, any of these guys, what do you do as the new guy now in terms of contacting them in the offseason? Do you give them a plan? Do you email them things you'd like them to be doing? Or the veteran guys, do you just kind of let do what they want to do and we'll see in spring training?
Well, I think as a baseball player, especially a Major League Baseball player, contrary to popular belief, these guys want some guidance. They really do. A veteran player, a young player, I think every player wants to hear something positive, wants to be told in a respectful way what to do. They want to hear from me. They want to hear my thoughts and basically want me to put them on a plan. I truly believe that. And when I talk to these guys, we'll talk just about that. Know what you should be doing this winter to get ready for the spring, and a lot of these guys will be responsive because they're respectful people.
You know, you've got different guys there with different styles of hitting, and you know, some guys you see them fall behind in the count, and they're just in swing mode, and it doesn't matter what's thrown, they're in swing mode. How do you keep a guy in attack mode but not in swing mode?
Well, obviously, what we do preach out in the minor leagues and at the big league level is we're going to swing until it's a ball, and that's the approach we have to have. There's different tendencies. Each hitter, the beautiful thing about being a hitting coach is that at any time, if it's 12 guys on a team or 13 guys on a team, you have 13 different approaches, and that's a blast working with that. And from, you know, Beckham to Dunn, we're looking for different pitches and different counts, depending on who's hitting and who's pitching. And that's the beautiful thing about it. And that's what we're going to be preaching, you know, throughout the spring.
It doesn't sound like you're a big Bill James guy, from what I understand. On-base percentage is not the be-all, end-all. As you said, maybe with 13 different guys, there's 13 different approaches. And I saw a quote where he said when you were with the Pirates, you know, Jason Bay, if there's a pitch an inch off the plate, do I want him taking that pitch with a guy in third base? Probably not.
Right, exactly. I firmly believe that statistics, from what any kind of statistic that we bring up, is a byproduct of a good approach and a good at bat. When you sit around and have this type of lineup, you know, sitting on or waiting to get on base or playing the like the Bill James theory, I don't know if that's productive for this lineup. Again, do we want Adam Dunn taking the ball off the plate with a man on third, the infield back, and you got Verlander throwing and he walks him? I don't know. I don't know. But again, it's all a byproduct of a good major league plan.
And you know, I mean, I don't know what. Why wouldn't you want him to do that? I mean, it just seems
a lot of people in their cars are going, "Yeah, I'll take the walk."
Yeah. And you got guys behind him too.
Yes, you do. But what happens now that they set up a double play? If you set up a double play to get out of the inning, and we give high, you know, you give high fives for taking the walk. But yeah, we have our, you know, arguably the most prolific left-hander in the game at the plate, and he can drive that run in. It's not going to be a high-scoring game anyway.
Greg Walker, Jeff, was always, you know, come about April or May, it's time to fire Greg Walker every year. I don't know what the protocol is, but, you know, he got snapped up by Atlanta pretty quickly. Do you debrief him and kind of go over, get his take on what guys were doing and weren't doing, and, you know, kind of get his notes, mental notes on players, or do you just start fresh?
A little bit of both. I spent significant time with Walk the last 4 years in spring training and in my obligatory trip up to Chicago. And he's a tremendous, tremendous hitting coach, and nothing but the utmost respect for him. And as we talked about hitting and just in general conversation, him giving me ideas on what he's doing and what these players are trying to do, I will do that. I will, you know, take that into consideration. But yet, I think I have to add my own style to it as well. And I'm not surprised that Walk was picked up by Atlanta. He's just a tremendous, tremendous hitting coach.
He's Jeff Manto, the White Sox new hitting coach, and you're listening to Mully and Hanley on The Score. I guess, you know, we sit here, we talk about the lineup and the failures in the lineup, and there's also this issue of what is Gordon Beckham and who is Gordon Beckham. And, you know, it was a little bit of a touchy subject at the end of the year because Kenny Williams had an idea for Gordon Beckham that wasn't the idea that Walk had. What is your idea for Gordon Beckham, and are you falling more in line with Kenny or with Walk on it?
Well, I think for the conversation, I'll split down the middle. And I kind of agree with what Kenny was saying. I don't disagree with what Walk was doing, but yet Gordon Beckham cannot be, a mechanical guy. He has so much athletic ability. He needs to let it fly. I think Gordon's such a good student of hitting that he'll do exactly what you tell him. So I can see where these guys are both coming from, but yet. We're going to ask Gordon to be Gordon. I'm not asking him to do anything that he's not capable of.
I guess the one good thing, Jeff, is he wasn't taking his at-bats out in the field. The fielding's been fine, but it looks like he's lost a little bit of confidence just from the outside looking in. And when he first got here, his full swagger, do you see that? How do you handle that, particularly with the younger guys?
Well, it's easy to happen. That's easy to do. Like you said, you walk in there, you are the kingpin, and next thing you know, you get humbled. And that's the tough part about baseball, man. You can be on top of the world one day, the next series, you're questioning yourself, should I play basketball in college? That's just the way it goes. But I'll go in there and say, hey, Beck, man, you're a good hitter. And just keep on telling you guys they're good hitters because they are. They're major league hitters. And it's very easy to lose your swagger, especially at the major league level. But, you know, part of my job, too, is to be the psychologist and letting them know just how good they are.
And Jeff, we appreciate your time. We'll let you go. But just on the way out, you know, Carlos Quentin, we don't know what his situation will be. But here's an example of a guy that really takes it hard when he doesn't succeed. And here's a guy that is Mr. Intensity at the plate. I mean, I know you're also the psychologist. You know, you have to be the guy that can talk people off the ledge or push them out there when they have to be out there. How do you handle so many different personalities and so many different kind of issues and problems with hitters? Again, failure a problem with everybody who ever picks up a bat in a major league level?
Well, I think you just do it by experience. You try to feel, you know, what they're feeling. You try to get inside their head. You try to wear their shoes for a little bit. And I think one of the beauties that we have on our staff as well is we have a lot of guys who are extremely successful. And then we have a lot of guys who had to work extremely hard and felt that feeling of being in a slump. I think all this comes out when we start teaching, when we start talking to hitters. Hey, man, we were good one time. I know what you're feeling like. But I know what you're feeling like now. And once you let these guys understand that it is tough to play at the major league level, it's fine. It's fine. They understand it.
Okay, Jeff, thanks a ton. We really appreciate it. Great to get to know you a little bit.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.